Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the podcast series sponsored by the Orthodox Union hosted at OU.org. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom, and in this series we examine one of the aliyot of the current week's parasha in each podcast. I'm enthused to be studying Parashat Vayikra with you, and today we're going to take a look at the third aliyah, which begins in Perek Bet Pasuk Zayin and goes to the end of the Perek. It's 10 short psukim, which will allow us to examine some of the larger issues of the world of Korbanot, take advantage of the short aliyah. First, the aliyah. V'minchat mar cheshet korbanecha. We're discussing grain offerings. And here the option given is a minchat mar cheshet, not a machavat, like a flat pan, but this is a deep pan. Solet b'shem en te'aseh. Again, it must be done with fine flour and oil. Ve'vetata mincha shes ye'yaseh me'eleh la'adunai. And now, this is true about all the menachot, that if it's done from any of these, it's brought to Hashem. V'kriva'el ha'kohen v'gisha'el ha'mizbeach. Again, it's brought to the kohen, and he does hagasha, which means to bring it close to the mizbeach. V'im ha'kohen mintam mincha et azkarata. And again, we have the kometz, which is called the azkara, sort of the commemorative piece, which is brought, lifted up from the mincha. And it's burned on the Mizbeach, and that's the fine smell to Hashem, as it's described. And again, as we saw in the previous Aliyah, whatever is left over, Shiare Mincha, are eaten by the Kohanim, and they are Kodesh Kodashim. What we did see in the earlier piece, which applies here also, is that if there is Livona, which is going to be on nearly every Mincha, that the Livona is not included in the Kometz. Okay, Kol HaMincha SheTakrivu LaAdonai Lo Te'aseh Chametz. Important rule. Every Mincha which is brought to Hashem may not be made out of Chametz. Ki Chol Se'or V'chol Dvash Lo Taktir Menu Isha LaAdonai. You may not burn any Se'or or Dvash to Hashem. I discussed this earlier in our podcast on Parshat Bo in the context of the Korban Pesach. Korban reshit takrivu otam ladonai, v'hamizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichoach. Right? So these may be brought as a korban reshit, but they cannot come up to the mizbeach. Korban reshit here is, as Rashi points out, an allusion to the shtei halechem, which is brought on Shavuot and is made out of chametz. That's Korban Reshit, and the reason it's called Reshit is it is the first offering of the new grain that's brought in the Mikdash. The Omer that's brought 49 days earlier, is Matir Chadash Bamedina, outside of the Mikdash, and Shtei Halachim is Matir Chadash Bamikdash. Every korban mincha has to have melach added into it. There is a lav of not having melach. Do not cease having melach on your mincha. Al korban cha takriv melach. So with every korban must be brought melach. This is where the famous minhag that we have in many homes of having salt on the table whenever we eat is brought. V'im takriv minchat bikurim ladonai. What's this minchat bikurim? This is the Korban HaOmer. Aviv Kalui Ba'esh Geras Karmel Takriv Eit Minchat Bikurecha. These are different descriptions of what the grain must look like, the barley grain must look like, when it's brought as the Minchat Bikurim, again the first one. V'natata Aleha Shemen V'samta Aleha Levona Mincha Hi. So it has oil and has Levona as a regular Mincha. And again, the Kohen will take the Azkara from its Geres, which is broken up grain, and from the oil, next to the Levona, and it is an offering to Hashem. Okay, that's the end of the Aliyah. There is much to say about it, and I wrote an article a number of years ago about the role of the Korban Mincha within the scope of the Korbanot. It's available at Torah.org. In the Mikra website. But for a moment, I'd just like to explore and to share the general overview of Korbanot, the world of Korbanot. And the Rambam does a wonderful job in his introduction to Perush HaMishnayot in Seder Kodashim. The Rambam gives a very nice and comprehensive introduction in typical stellar Rambam fashion. I'll just give a brief oral version of that. All korbanot that we have are either animal or they are grain. What that means is that there are other things that are brought on the Mizbeach, specifically wine. Oil, of course, plays a role on the Mizbeach, and, of course, on Sukkot especially is the Korban Hamayim, the Nisuch Hamayim. But as far as an actual Korban, because the oil and the water on Sukkot are libations, the wine and the water are libations that accompany Korbanot, and the oil is something that is mixed in with the grain offering. So when you talk about Korbanot, we're really talking about grains and animals. When you talk about animals, we are talking both about beasts and about fowl. So let's take a look at what the structure is. First of all, the general rule of korbanot, in which a person wants to bring a korban, he has two options. One is an olah, in which the animal is all burned up to God, and the other is a shlamim, in which he eats part, the kohanim eat part, and the mizbeach eats part. An olah can be a bird, an olah can be from the flock, and an olah can be from the herd, as we saw in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Shlamim, which we're going to meet in the next aliyah, can be from the flock and from the herd. And that's basically the olah of shlamim. Now, there are several shlamim which are obligatory, but shlamim, by and large, are voluntary, brought either as a neder or in a davah, and we'll talk about the difference between those terms when it appears in the subsequent aliyot. In addition, there are certain kind of korbanot that we are obligated to bring as a community, and that is, for instance, the olat tamid, every morning and every afternoon, the olot, which are musafim, which are added on special days like Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and all of the chagim. There is a korban musaf, which is the additional korban brought between the korban tamid shel ben arba'im, shel shachar, and tamid shel ben arba'im, and that always includes chiefly olot, but there are some shlamim and a chatat. However, by and large, when we enter the world of chatat and asham, we're talking about individuals who in one way or another have incurred a need for expiation, whether because they sinned inadvertently, whether because a woman is a yoledet or some other mechusar kapara, has to bring a chatat. And in the world of chatat, there are specific kinds of animals for each category of chatat, and in some cases, there is a category that we refer to as korban olev yored, in which, depending on your wealth, you're able to bring a nicer korban or a lesser korban, and that's something that we'll see towards the end of this parsha, korban olev yored. But the animal korbanot break down into four types, which are really three. One is olah, one is shlamim, as I mentioned, and one is chatat. And chatat has a subset called asham. Both of them are sin offerings or guilt offerings of a sort, and both of those are only brought privately in response to something, whether it is a sin done or a circumstance undergone, like a yoledet, or some sort of a tum'ah from which the person is recovering, like a mitzorah, or a zav, etc. That's as far as those go. There is a fifth kind of korban, and that is what we refer to as a korban mincha, which is a grain offering. And a grain offering, as we have seen, is all eaten by the kohanim except for the azkara that goes on the mizbeach, what we refer to as the komets. So that's the general overview of korbanot. There's many, 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 many more details, obviously, in each one of these categories. But just to give a general sense of things, and we will pick it up in the next aliyah when we begin at Torat HaShalamim. But notice the order in which the Torah presented things. First is Torat HaOlah, then is Torat HaMincha, next will be Torat HaShlamim, and these are all korbanot that a person could bring voluntarily, and that's why this whole section is called Torat HaNedava. Starting in Perek Dalet, when for the first time we have a new Diber, an introduction of Vaydevar Shavon Shalemor, we will then see Torat HaChova. Those are offerings that can only be brought when you're obligated to bring them, and that is generally the world of chatat and asham. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with the fourth aliyah beginning at the beginning of Perek Gimel. Everybody should have a wonderful day.